to the Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome to the Village Kids Advent Podcast. It's December 5th, and we are excited because we're going to be talking about a girl named Mary. And so before we get into that, I'd love for my special guest and my host for today to go ahead and introduce herself. Ma'am, what is your first name?
Lucy.
And what grade are you in, Lucy?
First grade.
What is your favorite thing about first grade?
That I learn a lot more than in kindergarten and that I'm ready for it.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting to feel like you're ready for learning and you're like, oh, bring it all on. All right. And so we are talking about, who are we talking about today? Who's our main subject?
Mary.
Yes. And who is Mary?
An ordinary girl, and she lives in a little town.
That's right. And so we see, here we are, we're finding Mary. She's an ordinary girl, right? Do you find that she's an ordinary girl? Do you find that to be encouraging for you, or do you find it to be weird, or do you feel like it's normal? Like, what do you think? God would like pick someone like extraordinary, or what do you think?
I think he picked somebody ordinary because that she believed in him.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what made her extraordinary, right? Is that she believed in God and she was willing to obey him. But on the outside, she looked just ordinary, just like you and just like me, right? And so I think it's really important. I hope today our listeners, they kind of walk away with a feeling that Jesus loves to use ordinary people. And what he's hoping for from them is that they would just believe in him. And so I have a quick question for you. Let's look and see. What are you looking forward to about Christmas this year?
That we're celebrating Jesus' birthday.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the things you do to celebrate Jesus' birthday? What do you enjoy?
The presents and they're not just to be like fun. Mm-hmm. They're like that we're thankful for Jesus, like we're thankful for those presents.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And we're talking a lot about adventure this Christmas, mm-hmm. because we're going on this adventure, right, of Christmas. So can you tell me about a favorite adventure that you have been on?
When I was on a trip to Hilton Head, and my uncle like went on this pirate adventure, mm-hmm. and at the end, it was actually supposed to be a lesson about God.
Oh, really? And that was like one of your favorite adventures?
Yeah, and the lesson was that you can't take like anything special to you with heaven.
Mm-hmm. That's right. No matter what, like kind of wealth or anything like you accumulate here, you don't get to take it with you. So what's more important, God's kingdom or this kingdom on earth?
God's kingdom on heaven.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so when you go on adventures like that one, what are some of your favorite things about adventures?
That like some are not supposed to be like a lesson about God, but sometimes you learn a lesson about God.
That's exactly right. That's one of my favorite things. Sometimes when I even go out in nature, I'll be like, la, 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 and then I'll look at a leaf and I'll be like, oh my goodness, look at the colors of this. And I just see like God's creativity and how much he cares about details and how much he is just revealing how his character, right, is just so inspiring through a leaf. And I'm like, look at that. That was just a lesson. I didn't even know I was having it, right? But sometimes we just like fall in love with God and we just see the wonder of him everywhere. What is your least favorite thing about adventures?
That sometimes when you're outside and doing adventures, you might like get dirty.
That's true. You're not a big fan of the dirt? Mm. Yes, that's true. It's a danger and a hazard sometimes to be like, oh, I might get dirty. Sometimes, do you ever have fun getting dirty, or is dirty never fun for you?
Like sometimes when I'm in the rain and I get mm-hmm. myself like wet, I don't really care because I was jumping in a puddle and it was fun.
Right. And that was kind of worth the wet, right? Yeah. And that's also true about adventures. Sometimes the like wetness or the dirty is like totally worth the fun and excitement that it took to get there, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's think about Mary. I have another quick question for you. Here we are. We're in this little village of Nazareth and we see what's going on. I would love for you, Lucy, what makes you ordinary?
Well, that I like stuff that usual kids like.
Yeah. Like what are some of those things?
Like that I watch TV all day.
You watch TV all day? Yeah. So ordinary kids, you're like, yeah, us ordinary kids, we like watching TV. What else do you think is ordinary about you? Things that you like?
That I eat usual stuff that ordinary people could eat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you eat some ordinary food. And you dress ordinary, right? But really, we see, just like Mary, when God looks at us, he sees the reason that he created us. He sees the reason he created you, Lucy, right? And he's like, and that is extraordinary to me, even in the ordinary. And so today we're seeing that God chose the most ordinary girl imaginable to be the mother of the most amazing baby ever. So we're in the book of Luke, chapter 1, and we see that the angel has just announced to Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth that they're going to have a special baby, right? John the Baptist. And so we come and we meet Elizabeth's relative, her cousin, who's much younger than Elizabeth. And we're going to be looking out in the passage that we're going to read for what we're told about Mary. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. During Elizabeth's sixth month of pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a virgin who lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee. She was engaged to marry a man named Joseph from the family of David. And her name was
Mary.
So we see Mary. We hear her name. What else were we just told about her?
That she's an ordinary girl and that she lives in a little town named Nazareth.
Yep, and whose relative is she? Elizabeth's, right? Yeah, and they're cousins. And who was younger, Mary or Elizabeth?
Elizabeth.
Oh, Elizabeth is actually older, right? So Elizabeth is like older, she hasn't had any kids. She's having to believe her own promise from what the angels told them. And now Mary is way younger and she's having to believe her promise for what the Lord is telling her. And did you hear who she was engaged to?
Joseph.
That's right. And so God could have chosen an important, rich, or impressive woman who had fancy clothes and a fancy way of doing life. That's not who he chose. He chose this ordinary teenager in a tiny village. What does that make you think about God, that he would just choose the ordinary?
Maybe that because he's like seen her do like good stuff and that she believes in him and she doesn't forget to like pray.
Mm-hmm. So she has like a relationship with God is what you're saying, right? And so if Christ had been chosen to be born into like a powerful, royal, fancy kind of family, well, that would have still been an incredible sacrifice for him to come down from heaven to live in this earth in that way. That's not how he chose to come to this earth. He chose to be God with us by being in a very, what we call, humble circumstance, which means he was just very ordinary. He was coming right in to be an ordinary life, although he was the God of the universe who was coming to this earth. And so that's pretty crazy, right? And so as we ponder this decision that he was able to step into our poverty, step into our stories, step into the kind of a lowly life, to so he would have understanding of what it's like to be like us. If he came as like a king, right? And he's all like special and fancy. How would that make you feel towards him?
I'm surprised.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. You're a little, like, intimidated, right? You're like, oh, I don't know if I can go by you, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, he came and he was like, no, you can come by me. I'm just like you. I want to live the life that you're living. I want to experience what this is like. I don't need any special things. I want to know what it's like to live the life that you're living. And that, to me, speaks a lot because it shows that he was able to come and he understands what our life is like. And so when we're confused and when we need help and we need him to be part of our stories and we're feeling overwhelmed, do we have a God who doesn't understand what it's like to be us? No. Yeah. We have a God that is like, oh, I know what that's like. I want to help you. I want to make sure that you know that I'm with you the whole time. So the Son of God left his throne in heaven to be born from this woman, Mary. What are three ways that you think living on this earth was totally different than living in heaven for Jesus?
There's like stores, yeah. And there's no stores in heaven.
Correct. And you have to like pay for stuff, right? Where like in heaven, yeah. You have like everything you ever need. Good. But what else?
You like have houses that are not like made out of like...
like the same kind of materials?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the houses and however heaven works with how where people live, it's just like totally different looking, probably different feeling. Yep. So even the way he experienced the world must have felt totally different. And what else? What's the third way you think that heaven is different from this? Like what Jesus experienced is totally different living now in a tiny village in Nazareth, being born as a baby.
You have like seeds that you grow with and it's kind of easy because you just need three things, like water, sunshine, and a seed.
Mm-hmm. And so up in heaven, do you think they even have to grow their seeds, or do you think they just have everything? What do you think?
I think they have everything because...
Yeah, because it's heaven, right?
Yeah.
And here on earth, we have to work really hard for anything to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you've grown some things before, right? Yeah. And you have to like take out the weeds. You have to make sure they're watered. And actually part of living in this world is that we see that we have to toil. We have to work hard to get our fruit to come from the ground, right? And in heaven, do you think they have to like work really hard and try and try and try and sometimes it doesn't work?
No.
No, you're right. Right? And so that's a difference too. Jesus comes down to this earth and he's living in Nazareth. And as he's growing up, he sees people working and they are toiling and they are having to basically like argue with the ground to be able to be like, give me our food, right? And they have to fight out against weeds and drought and all sorts of different things. And so this world was very different from what Jesus was used to being up in heaven, seated by God. And so we see that he is willing to come to our earth, even though it's so different. And honestly, it's much harder because he wants to know what our experience is like. And he wants to show us more about who God is and who we are in that process. And ultimately, he's coming to this earth because he wants to be able to take away our sin so that we can go and be with him one day. And so as we wrap up today talking about Mary, Lucy, will you close us in prayer?
Dear Jesus, thank you for that you died on the cross for our sins, and thank you that you like love us, and thank you for everything that you made, and amen.
Amen. And Lucy, can you close our time today by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas today?
Merry Christmas.
We hope you guys have a great day.